Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a man, a widower, who took for his second wife a very proud woman. This wife, who was a widow, had two daughters as proud as herself. Her husband had one daughter, who was gentle and good as her own mother had been. The new wife hated her young stepdaughter, because her gentle ways and the sweetness of her temper, which was shown in her beautiful face, made the ill manners and frowning faces of her own daughters appear as disagreeable and ugly as they really were. So she set her to do all the meanest work of the house. The young girl swept, baked, and washed for the whole household. She wore only shabby clothes and slept in the cold basement. Now it happened that the king's son made up his mind to give a ball and to invite to it all the people of fashion in the countryside. There was to be dancing for 2 evenings, and the supper and entertainment were to be of a very splendid kind. Cinderella's stepsisters were invited, and very proud and happy they were, as they talked of the smart dresses they would wear, and the grand folk they would meet at the palace. When the great day came, Cinderella was busy from morning till evening, helping her stepsisters to get ready for the ball. She laced their gowns, dressed their hair, arranged their feathers and jewels, and even put on their slippers. As she did so, they teased her to amuse themselves. At last the sisters were ready, and with their mother they drove away to the palace. When they were gone, Cinderella, left alone, sat down among the cinders and began to cry. Cinderella was so startled that she stopped crying as she looked up and saw, standing before her, an old lady in a red cloak and pointed hat leaning on a stick. This was Cinderella's fairy godmother.
"I can guess what you wish," said the fairy godmother. "You wish to go to the ball at the palace."
"Yes, indeed I do, dear godmother," cried Cinderella.
"Run into the garden," said the fairy godmother, "and fetch me the largest pumpkin you can find."
Away went Cinderella, and very soon she came back again, hugging a big yellow pumpkin. The fairy godmother scooped out the inside of the pumpkin, leaving nothing but the rind. Then she touched it with her stick, which was really a wand. And at once the pumpkin became a fine coach, shining all over with gold and lined with green.
"Now fetch the mouse trap," said she.
Cinderella obeyed quickly. In the mouse trap were 6 mice. The fairy godmother opened the trap, and as each mouse ran out, she touched it with her wand, and it became a sleek and prancing horse.
"There are your coach and horses," said she. "Now for the coachman. Bring me the rat trap."
Cinderella brought the rat trap. There were 3 rats in it. The fairy godmother chose the finest of the 3 and touched it with her wand. At once the rat became a tall and handsomely dressed coachman.
"Behind the watering pot are 6 green lizards, said the fairy godmother. "Bring them here."
Cinderella brought the 6 lizards, and at the touch of the wand, each one was turned into a smart footman in a green uniform. The coachman mounted the box, and the footman climbed to the back of the coach.
"Now your carriage is ready," said the fairy godmother.
"But how can I go to the ball like this?" said Cinderella, looking down at her shabby dress.
"You shall soon be more beautiful than your coach," replied her godmother, tapping her lightly with her wand.
Then Cinderella's old clothes were turned into robes of silk and velvet, glittering with jewels, and the fairy godmother gave her a little pair of shining glass slippers, the prettiest that ever were seen.
"Remember,"
said her godmother.
You must leave the ball before the clock strikes 12. If you do not, your coach will again become a pumpkin, your horses will become mice, your coachman will turn into a rat, and your footmen into lizards, while you will find yourself once more in shabby clothes.
As she entered the palace, the musicians stopped playing and the dancers stopped dancing, while all gazed in surprise at this lovely unknown princess. All the evening the prince kept right at Cinderella's side, dancing with her and serving her with dishes at supper time. Indeed, his mind was so taken up with her that he forgot to eat a morsel himself. While Cinderella was talking to her stepsisters, who did not know it was Cinderella, the clock chimed 12:15. Cinderella rose, and after curtsying to the company, left the palace and drove home in her coach. Then she thanked her godmother for the kindness which had given her so much happiness, and she asked if she could go to the ball again on the next evening, when the prince had specially begged her to come. At this moment there was a knock at the door. The fairy godmother and the beautiful clothes vanished as suddenly as they had come, and Cinderella drew back the bolt and let her stepmother and stepsisters in. Cinderella's stepsisters told her of the beautiful princess who had been at the ball. The next evening, the stepsisters again went to the palace, and Cinderella went in her coach, even more beautifully dressed than before. The prince again kept close beside her and said so many kind things to her that Cinderella, in her happiness, forgot how quickly the hours flew past. She thought it was not yet 11 when the clock struck 12. Then she jumped up and fled from the ballroom as swiftly as a deer. The prince ran after her, but he did not catch her. All he could find of her was a little glass slipper lying on the staircase. The next morning people were roused by the sound of trumpets, and through the streets of the town came the royal chamberlain, with guards and a servant carrying the little glass slipper on a velvet cushion. Cinderella's stepsisters were in great haste to try on the slipper, but though they pinched their toes and squeezed their heels, their feet were far too large to go into it. Then the royal chamberlain inquired whether there were any other young women in the house.
"Only Cinderella," said the elder sister. "Of course, the slipper would not fit her."
"Let her be brought here," said the chamberlain.
So Cinderella was sent for, and, sitting down in the chair, the royal chamberlain put the slipper on Cinderella's foot. Then, to the surprise of everyone, Cinderella drew the other little glass slipper from her pocket and put that on also. And at this moment the fairy godmother appeared, and with a touch of her wand changed Cinderella's poor clothes into robes more splendid than ever. And then everyone saw that she was indeed the beautiful princess whom the prince loved. The stepsisters fell at Cinderella's feet and begged her forgiveness, and Cinderella freely forgave them and asked them to try to love her. Then she was taken to the palace, where the prince met her with great joy and married her. Soon afterwards, Cinderella fetched her stepsisters to live at the palace, and they were so much ashamed of their past conduct and so grateful for her kindness that they stopped being proud and unkind, and, as their hearts became good, their faces became beautiful. Then two lords of the court loved and married them, and they, as well as Cinderella, lived happily ever after. ¶¶